a single story of His infinite glory, captured through divine discourses, music, bhajans, and through Vedas, talk shows, interviews, panel discussion, and study circles. All brought to you live from the epicenter of our times, Prashanthi Nilayam, India. Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Embodiments of love.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విద్ ఇన్ నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్ ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam. The most happening place on the planet, as I always say. Today is March 12, 2020. And the holy fervor, the holy colors and the holy vibes are still in Prashanthi Nilayam. In fact, gaiety never stops in Prashanthi Nilayam because the purity of Prashanthi pulls everyone, and the purity of Prashanthi is what makes Prashanthi Nilayam the ultimate destination for everyone. And it is for this reason that there is no month that is dry in Prashanthi. There is no time that is not a favored time in Prashanthi Nilayam. We used to feel, okay, this time is not a crowded time. This time there will be fewer people. But actually now if you see, all the time there are people. All the time there are festivals going on. And all the time there are people. You will, in April we'll have Aradhana Mahotsavam. In May you will have Vishwarama Day. And then in April, you have so many festivals, Tamil New Year, you have Vishu. Even though there is higher temperature in Prashanthi Nilayam, but that does not ever come in the way of people coming and basking in the sublimity and the purity of this place. And that is why Bhagavan used to say, Nitya Kalyanam Pacha Turanam, as they say in Telugu, every day is a festival. Every day we decorate our houses with beautiful flowers, with beautiful leaves, green leaves of mango. Every day you feel that Prashanthi is new. And I remember how when Bhagavan was there, during the days when we used to have physical darshan, every day you went to Prashanthi Nilayam, you went to the mandir, very well dressed. Every day was special because today could be the day Swami will talk to you. Today could be the day Swami might look at you. Today could be the day when Bhagavan would perhaps cast a glance on you. Perhaps today Swami will ask and take your letter. Perhaps today Swami will throw a prasadam at you. Perhaps today you will see another miracle of the Lord unfolding. Perhaps today is the day you will see a beautiful soul being blessed by Bhagavan. Perhaps today will mark a new beginning in my life. And that is how it is even now in Prashanthi Nilayam. Even now, you don't know what Prashanthi Nilayam is going to confer on you today. Step into the place and the magic begins to happen. You don't know what will be in store for you once you go back to your town. You don't know with what frame of mind you came and with what transformation will happen once you breathe the air of Prashanti. You don't know what Prashanti is doing, waiting for you, and how Prashanti is eager to embrace you, how Prashanti is eager to begin that love dance in your lives, in your hearts. You don't know how Prashanti has been preparing for this visit of yours, so that every visit of yours becomes a meaningful, fruitful and life-altering experience. And that is how it is every day in Prashanti. That is how it is for everyone in Prashanti. And that is what makes Prashanti Nilayam the center of human transformation, the center for the unity of mankind, the center to elevate the consciousness of humanity. And how Prashanti pulls every soul is a unique story. How Prashanti recreates every soul is a beautiful tale. How Prashanti fills every heart with purity is a saga which is enthralling. And in this series, Beacons of Prashanti Nilayam, in this program, Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, it has been our endeavor to share with you these stories, to share with you stories of people who kept Bhagwan first in their lives, to share with you stories of people for whom Swami meant everything, for whom the chance to serve was their lifetime's dream, their most cherished position, for whom to be of use to Bhagwan is the only thing that they wished for whom to be a servitor of the Lord is everything that they had ever wished, prayed and asked for. And the stories of such souls are so many, and Prashanti Nilayam, I have shared with you the stories of Mr. Ram Mohan Rao, sir. I have shared with you the story of Mr. Pant, who is over 100 years now and still serves in the Shanti Bhavan. I shared with you so many episodes on the life of Mrs. Ratan Lal. In fact, the stories of such souls in Prashanti Nilayam are numerous. I have had the privilege of offering you the story of Mr. KBR Prasad in the last 4 episodes of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. And today, we will continue to soak ourselves in the story of this servitor, the chosen one of the Lord, to handle the public address system, the chosen one of the Lord to be the director of the Sri Sathya Sai Space Theatre, the chosen one of the Lord to be the instrument through whom Lord's voice was magnified and it reached the ear of every person sitting in Sai Kulwant Hall, and now every person who wants to listen to his message. Mr. KBR Prasad is that flute of the Lord through whom the Lord's voice, the Lord's message got amplified. You look at his life and you see how to be a servitor of the Lord. You see his work and then you know how you can be an instrument to magnify the Lord's message. I have shared with you the story of how he came to his presence, how the initial interactions and the encounters with Bhagwan were so revealing for him, how he got involved in the 50th birthday celebrations of Bhagwan, 1975. And how from then on he became part of the Vrindavan Sevadal, how Bhagwan slowly filled him with such moments of divine omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence, that his heart was so captured by the Lord that he left his job in Indian Institute of Science, one of the premier institutions of the country, and came to Prashantinilayam and settled down here, even though he had no idea where his three sons would study, what would happen to their education, where he's going to stay, what would be his future. No second thoughts. When he got the opportunity to come, he just came to Prashantinilayam. And how Bhagwan then looked after him. Once you take that leap of faith, Bhagwan will do everything else for you. And that is how his life has turned out to be. For more than 45 years now he's been in Prashantinilayam and even now continues to serve in the Cyclone Hall, in Bhagwan's ashram. In the previous episode, I shared with you how Bhagwan sent him to the US and he got trained to become the director of Sri Sathya Sai Space Theatre. That was quite a story by itself. When I talked to Dr. Prasad now, his memory goes back to so many moments of working with various secretaries of the ashram. One day he started telling me about late Mr. Kutumb Rao, who was once the member secretary of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust. And Mr. Kutumb Rao had an opportunity to give a talk in Bhagwan's presence, and on that occasion he shared many powerful moments that he had experienced with Bhagwan, many miracles that he had seen. And in the course of that lecture, Mr. Kutumb Rao shared about how a rich businessman once came to Prashantinilayam and he asked Mr. Kutumb Rao for the chance to sit in the veranda and to talk to Bhagwan. And Mr. Kutumb Rao went to Swami and placed the prayer of this person, and he wanted Swami's permission before he can allow this person to sit in the mandir veranda. And when he asked Swami, Swami did not say anything. Since Bhagwan's response was not in the affirmative, he did not say anything to the industrialist. And so the industrialist could not be seated in the veranda. And Mr. Kutumb Rao did not know what to do. He expressed his inability to make him sit on the veranda. And the moment this businessman heard this, he went into a rage. He took out a check for 1 crore rupees drawn in the favor of Bhagwan, in the favor of Central Trust. And he showed it to Mr. Rao and said, this is what I wanted to give, and this is the respect you show to me. And in front of Mr. Rao, he tore it off. And in 1 crore rupees in the 70s was really a huge amount. But Mr. Rao did not know what to do. He couldn't help that person. Yes, he was very resourceful person, but well, he could not get any permission from Bhagwan. So in anger, this businessman left Prashantinilayam. The next morning, during darshan, Bhagwan came near Kutumb Rao. And Swami said, I know you seem to be regretting the loss of getting that huge amount. Swami said, I know he had come to give a huge sum as donation. Then Mr. Rao explained to Swami what happened, how that person in anger actually tore that check. He was ready to give 1 crore. We did not give the chance for him to sit in the veranda, and so he left enraged. Then Bhagwan said, Kutumb Rao, I do not want such donations, donations with strings, you don't know. This person wanted me to do something for him. He was doing something very wrong. He wanted me to rectify that. For his evil deeds, he wants me to come out clean. Swami said, I don't accept such contributions with strings. And then Bhagwan called Mr. Kutumb Rao to the first floor of the mandir where Bhagwan used to stay. Then, and as Mr. Kutumb Rao sat at Bhagwan's feet, Swami just pushed the footrest little below to go under the chair. And the moment Swami pushed the footrest, Mr. Kutumb Rao saw suddenly several bundles of currency appear there. Swami said, do you want money? Take them. Take them all. And Mr. Kutumb Rao said, No Swami, I don't need this money, Swami. If you want, any time money can come on its own. For all Swami's programs, all your projects are not dependent on people's donations, Swami. You will, it will happen. And that is how it happens. We don't need this money. I don't need this money. Swami just looked at Mr. Kutumb Rao, smiled, and he waved his hand and all the notes just disappeared. And Mr. Prasad Rao, and Mr. KBR Prasad, who worked with Kutumb Rao, sir, and had the opportunity to work along with him at close quarters to see him, see his interactions with Swami, and hear such stories from people who served Bhagwan. Really had such deep conviction about Bhagwan's divinity. Dr. Prasad was so clear about the path that he has to take in his life that the moment he got the chance to work for Bhagwan, he never lost that opportunity. And as I told you before, he started off by working as a sevadal in Bengaluru. Later on, he became the convener of the Shatisai Sevadal movement in Bengaluru. And at that time, he was assigned various duties as part of the Sevadal, and he had many opportunities to interact with Swami. In a previous episode, I shared with you how Bhagwan would instruct him to do many tasks. He had the opportunity to walk behind Swami during darshans also because of being the Sevadal convener of Vrindavan and Bengaluru. And during these assignments, there were so many instances when he got glimpses of Bhagwan's omniscience. And there are so many such tales that Dr. Prasad recollects every now and then, off and on. One day, Swami asked him to oversee the works done by Sevadal members in various Seva locations inside the ashram. And as he was doing that, Swami called Dr. Prasad and said, can you call Colonel Jogaram? Now, Colonel Jogarao was a senior functionary of the ashram. He was the one who was in charge of many construction projects. He worked, he served in the army, he was a civil engineer, he worked in the Hindustan Aeronautics Limited. Very experienced person, very dedicated person. He was Swami's person for all the construction work inside the ashram, all the new projects, and in those years there were so many new buildings coming up. All the educational institutions were happening. And Swami told Dr. Prasad to call Colonel Jogarao. And so Dr. Prasad went to the Sevadal room and he asked, have you seen where is Colonel Jogarao? This is the Vrindavan Ashram. And they said, no, he was here a few minutes before, but We don't know where he has gone. So Dr. Prasad went to the canteen, the Vrindavan canteen, looking for him. And there people said, no, he was there, but he has left from the canteen a few minutes ago. So Dr. Prasad didn't know where to look for him. So he thought maybe he's in the hospital. So he went to the general hospital, because everywhere there was some work or the other going on. So he went to the general hospital. There also they said, no, he's not here. He was there some time ago, but now he's not there. So, clueless, Dr. Prasad went back to Swami's presence and he said, Swami, I searched for him everywhere, Swami. He's not in the canteen, not in the hospital, not in the Sevadal room. I have no idea where is he. And Swami then smiled and Swami said, oh, he's there in Mrs. Ratanlal's house. He's eating dosa. Swami said, he's eating dosa in Mrs. Ratanlal's house. And so Dr. Prasad now went to Mrs. Ratanlal's house. But Swami told Dr. Prasad, listen, don't tell him that I am waiting for him, I am looking for him, he's eating dosa. Let him finish the dosa first. Don't tell him before he finishes eating the dosa. Let him eat the dosa in peace. So Dr. Prasad went to Mrs. Ratanlal's house. And if you have heard the series that you have had with Mrs. Ratanlal, you'd know that Mrs. Ratanlal used to have a beautiful cottage in the Vrindavan ashram. Swami himself used to visit this cottage. There was a jhula in front of this house. Swami used to, on so many occasions, just go and sit in the jhula. He would open the fridge and eat pani. He would take peanuts. So that was one extension of Bhagavan's house, actually, Mrs. Ratanlal's house. In those days, Vrindavan was filled with trees and there were only very few houses, and one of them was Mrs. Ratanlal's cottage, Mrs. Ratanlal, who used to cook for Bhagwan. So Dr. Prasad went to Mrs. Ratanlal's house and yes, he found Colonel Joga Rao eating dosa there. And as he entered, Colonel Joga Rao saw Dr. Prasad and told Mrs. Ratanlal, why don't you serve one dosa to Dr. Prasad too? And Mr. Ratanlal said, sure. And so he went inside to make dosas for Dr. Prasad. But Colonel Joga Rao felt that this is very unusual. Dr. Prasad is not someone who would come to Mr. Ratanlal's house. And if he's coming at this time of the day, there must be some story. There's something amiss. Because Dr. Prasad would never leave Swami's premises till Bhagwan retires in the afternoon, and it was not a time for Swami to retire. And if Dr. Prasad is here, then Colonel Joga Rao felt there must be something. So he started asking Dr. Prasad, is there any problem? And Dr. Prasad said, no, I have just come just like that. Because he saw that he was eating the dosa and he was afraid that he should not communicate about Bhagwan calling him till he finishes eating the dosa, because that was Bhagwan's instructions. Don't tell him that I am calling him till he finishes eating the dosa. So he didn't say anything to Colonel Joga Rao, but Colonel Joga Rao continued to persuade him. No, what happened? Why are you here? Is there any instructions for me? Is anything fine? Is Swami looking for me, or did Swami say anything? And Dr. Prasad was just not opening his mouth, but Colonel Joga Rao became impatient. He kept asking, tell me, is there any instruction from Swami? And finally, Dr. Prasad could not contain himself and he said, nothing, it was just that Swami was looking for you. And that's it. The moment Colonel Joga Rao heard that, he left the dosa immediately and rushed to Swami's presence. And Dr. Prasad also now rushed. So both of them dashed to Swami's presence. And when they came near Bhagwan, Swami was now angry, seemingly angry. Swami chided them. Swami told Dr. Prasad, why did you do it? What did I tell you? Not to tell him that I'm calling him till he finishes his dosa. See, now he came without eating his dosa. As soon as you told him, he left the dosa immediately and dashed here. Not only him, you also. Mrs. Ratanlal had made a dosa for you also. At least could have had a dosa. You left that also and came. Now how bad Mrs. Ratanlal will feel. Swami said, both of you just go back. Go back, eat your respective dosas and come back. Only then I will tell you what to do. Only then I will give you instructions. that is what happened. Dr. Prasad and Colonel Jogarao went back to Mrs. Ratanlal's place and they finished the dosa and then came for Bhagwan's instructions. Look at Bhagwan's love. Look at Bhagwan's hospitality. Look at what it means to Bhagwan for his devotees to enjoy the good things of life. Because for Bhagwan, the happiness of the devotees is always first. And especially of those devotees for whom Bhagwan is first. Because for them, the moment they heard Swami's calling, both of them, they did not think about food. They forgot food. They felt we have to just be to Bhagwan. Swami should not miss one moment. Swami should not be waiting for us. It was because for them, Swami and Swami's work was first, that Swami ensured that everything in their lives is taken care of. For that is the reason why Swami ensured that you don't miss the good things of life, because you have kept your mind on the highest good. You have kept your mind on God. So these are moments of Dr. Prasad. I mean, in fact, you don't find documentation of such stories anywhere. But, you know, this is how Bhagwan was with the devotees. And I think every devotee, if only they can open up and share those moments with Bhagwan, we would have such a treasure house of beautiful, such endearing moments with the Lord. In fact, Dr. Voleti Chaudhary, a cardiac surgeon, who was also the earlier director of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of High Medical Sciences, in Prashant and Lim, once he was in the interview room with Bhagwan, and on that occasion Colonel Jogarao also was there with Bhagwan, and Swami very playfully started teasing Colonel Jogarao about his eating habits and his love to eat, and then Colonel Jogarao mildly protested, saying, "Swami, I eat because you feed me, Swami. I eat so much only because it is your love that just fills me." And that is how it was. Colonel Jogarao, even though he was 85 years old then, he responded to Bhagwan like a child being overwhelmed by the attention he gets from his loving parents. And that is the relationship between Jogarao and Swami. And that is how it was for the devotees of those times who had the opportunity to work for Bhagwan. In fact, Colonel Jogarao said once to Swami, "Swami, I do not know how to do meditation. I don't know how to sing bhajans. I don't know how to do penance. All I can do is only selfless service." And Swami said, "That is why you are so dear to me. That is why you are so dear to me. Everyone chants Sai Ram, Sai Ram, but I chant Jogarao, Jogarao," Swami said, "because you all the time are engaged in selfless service." And that is how it was for Dr. Prasad. As I go on narrating to you more and more tales of how Bhagwan looked after him, you will also get this feeling that this is what Swami was telling. Swami was all the time telling Prasad, Prasad. Even as Dr. Prasad was telling Sai Ram, Sai Ram. That is how it is for every devotee who has dedicated their heart, mind and soul, forgetting everything else in the Lord's work. In fact, it was Colonel Jogarao who was in charge for the planning and construction of the campuses of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning at Prashantalayam, Anandpur, Whitefield. In fact, he was also very deeply involved in the construction of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, the first super speciality hospital in Prashantinilayam. And I remember Colonel Jogarao later saying, "Swami plans each construction work as a simple project and gradually develops it after careful scrutiny. If he wants the project to be completed by a particular date, it will be completed by that time. That is the power of his sankalpa." There may be any number of problems, but the project will be completed by the date set by him. In fact, this is what happened in the construction of Sri Sathya Sai Space Theatre. In the earlier episode, I told you how Dr. Prasad was very much involved in the construction of the space theatre and how Bhagwan in the end said, it is purely my will, my sankalpa. And it is this unshakable faith in Swami's divinity that allowed so many people to become instruments in Bhagwan's hand. In fact, Colonel Jogarao's depth of devotion to Swami can be understood from the fact that when he was offered a national award to be conferred by the President of India in recognition of his services, he politely refused, saying, "I have already received the highest honor from the Lord Himself. It would not be appropriate for me to even think of accepting any other reward." The chance to serve the Lord for Colonel Jogarao was everything. In fact, Swami once told him, "You are not Colonel Jogarao, you are Karma Yogi Jogarao." And there are so many instances where Colonel Jogarao experienced that all-protecting grace of Bhagwan. Once he was returning to Prashantalem after visiting some officials at Anandpur. And even as they were hurrying back, along with Colonel Jogarao was also Dr. Sudhir Bhaskar. And as they were rushing back to Prashantalem, they were caught in a heavy downpour. But Colonel Jogarao was eager to apprise Swami of what had transpired, and so he prodded the driver to go on in spite of the reduced visibility. And just as they entered the Sathya Sai Taluk, their car entered a ditch. It was all water everywhere, and now their car was being swept away. To their horror, their car was now being carried away in the current to one side of the road, and they didn't know what to do. It is like they're completely derailed. They didn't know in which direction they are going to land and what is going to happen to them. Is it going to be a watery grave for them? And it precisely at that moment, suddenly something happened. There was a big tug and the car was moving in the direction of the road. Suddenly someone is pushing the car from the waters into the road. And in fact, Colonel Jogarao could see, when they looked behind in the back seat of the car, in the window, they could see a pair of hands on the rear windscreen pushing the car to safety. Some hand was pushing the car to safety from the waters. And somehow the car miraculously started and they reached Mandir safely. And Colonel Jogarao came to know that Swami had inquired about them before he retired for that day. And the next day when he went to Bhagwan to tell him about what had happened, Swami straight away said, "Jogarao, you should not have instructed the driver to drive in that overflowing road. What would have happened if the car just was carried away in those waters once you went to that ditch?" And Colonel Jogarao didn't know what to say. He just fell at Bhagwan's feet with tears of gratitude streaming down his cheeks. And that was one moment for Colonel Jogarao to know that if you do Swami's work, Swami will protect you. No matter what, Swami will always be there for you. And this is what Dr. Prasad also experienced. There was one instance when Dr. Prasad, as I mentioned to you, was all the time looking after the public address system in Prashantanilayam. And there were a new set of mics that had come from the US, and Dr. Prasad had tested those mics. And this was to be placed in the Poonachandra Auditorium for Bhagwan's discourse. And when Bhagwan came and they placed the mics, and for some reason those mics did not work properly. So Swami suddenly said, change the mic. So Dr. Prasad now immediately replaced those mics with the old mics. And Bhagwan started the discourse. And so everything was done in a great hurry, you know, in that moment suddenly, because Swami wanted to start the discourse. And everything went on fine. Bhagwan began his sambhashan. And Dr. Prasad was just praying to Swami. He just closed his eyes and just praying to Swami that, you know, please forgive me. Everything happened in such a haphazard manner, hurried manner, and he didn't know what to do. And he just placed the mics and came back to his console. And fortunately, everything was fine and the discourse started seamlessly. It went on for 45 minutes. And as the discourse ended, somebody pointed out to Dr. Prasad, sir, look at this. You have not even connected the wire. You have not plugged it in. So what had happened was, in that hurry, Dr. Prasad kept the new mic, but he forgot to connect that new wire of that old mic. Kept the old mic, forgot to connect that wire. But Swami's discourse came crystal clear, 45 minutes on the speakers without any hitch. After the discourse, when Bhagwan was returning, Dr. Prasad fell at Bhagwan's feet and said, Swami, it was oversight on my part. I don't know how I missed plugging in the wire. I'm extremely sorry, Swami. It was a mistake. Swami said, don't worry. You have love for me in your heart. That is enough. Everything will turn out well if that love is there. Everything will turn out well if that love is there. And so for Dr. Prasad, what matters is only this. To love Swami. To be so focused that your love overpowers everything. To become an instrument of the Lord with such perfection that it's only the Lord's energy that flows through you. And that is how 45 minutes of discourse on that day was amplified, even though there was no wire connected. So for Dr. Prasad, he says, if only we have that love, and if only we have that commitment, and if only we have that focus, Swami will forgive us all our faults. His sankalpa, his will is very powerful. As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, not even a leaf moves without his will. But Dr. Prasad has seen such amazing miracles happening purely by Bhagwan sankalpa. So he calls it is Vajra sankalpa. It is the diamond-like will of the divine. Nothing can change it. And we are nimitta matram. We are just little tools in the magical hands of the divine sculptor. He knows how to chisel us. He knows what are the pieces in our personality that has to be peeled off. He knows how to make a beautiful flute out of us. We have to just give ourselves to him and love him. Love him and just think of his work, his glory. And we'll see how beautiful this journey with Sai becomes. Only we have to do is cultivate that love. With love, say Sai, and see how Sai fills your life with miracles, with revelations, with beauty that you would have never ever imagined.
प्रेम से बोलो एक बार साईरा, प्रेम से बोलो एक बार साईरा, बोलो रा साईरा। बोलो राम साई राम। बोलो राम साई राम। प्रेम से बोलो पार साई राम। मधुर मनोहर पतित पावन राम गुरु राम साई राम। बोलो राम साई राम। प्रेम से बोलो एक बार साई राम। बोलो राम साई राम। बोलो राम साई राम। से बोलो बार साई राम। मधुर मनोहर रघुपति राघव राम पतित पावन राम बोलो राम साई राम। बोलो राम साई राम। बोलो राम साई राम। प्रेम से बोलो एक बार साई राम।
सो प्रेम से बोलो एक बार साई राम एंड यू सी हाउ द लव ऑफ द लॉर्ड वर्क्स। डॉक्टर प्रसाद रिकॉल्स सो मेनी सच ब्यूटिफुल मोमेंट्स moments after he joined Prashanthi Nilayam and started staying in the ashram and working in Bhagwan's college. It was the time of Dasara, and Bhagwan was in the Purnachandra auditorium. It was common that Swami would spend some time on the stage of Purnachandra auditorium and then he would retreat behind the curtains and would meet people there. So one day, Bhagwan was now behind the curtains and Swami told Dr. Prasad, call the boys. So Dr. Prasad signaled for the students to come. And the boys came in a single file, one by one, and Swami started distributing currency notes to each one of them. So as the distribution was going on, suddenly Swami looked at Dr. Prasad and said, stop. So immediately Dr. Prasad signaled the students to stop. So no more boys joined the queue. Now a few students who had already got up from the places and had joined the queue, they were standing, but no new students now added to the queue. And these students now were coming and receiving the gift from Bhagwan's hands. And Dr. Prasad says, these boys were, the line was outside the curtain. Slowly boys were going one by one inside. But he says, look at the precision of Bhagwan's plan. He says, the moment the last boy got the currency note, that was the last currency note that was there in Bhagwan's hand. He said, such fantastic precision of the divine sankalpa. The moment Swami said stop, he stopped the number of boys and every boy who was in the queue got that gift from Bhagwan. And there are so many such little things when you live with Bhagwan. Every day, every moment, every incident is so enthralling. So once Swami had informed that he would visit the college the next day, this was in Vrindavan, what would happen is Swami would leave the Vrindavan ashram and then Swami would go along the road that is parallel to the ashram, and Swami would go along that Whitefield road and then Swami would come back again to the college. So Dr. Prasad, as a member of the Seva Dal, then he was decorating the road for Swami's visit to the college, the road from the ashram to the college, and they were tying cloth festoons and buntings along the road. And so he was along with a group of Seva Dals, and as the Seva Dal in charge, he was overseeing the work. And as this was going on, at 11 p.m. in the night, suddenly a student came rushing to Dr. Prasad from Bhagwan's residence. And the boy says, Swami told, go and tell Prasad, buddhi ledu. Tell Prasad he has no common sense. Swami said, he is tying the festoons too low. This is the main road. It would be difficult for any trucks with high loads to pass under the festoons. Tell him to raise the height of the festoon, the buntings. Let them tie it higher so that trucks in the road can pass. Suddenly there could be a truck which has a lot of load and that would become an obstruction. So Swami gave these instructions 11 o'clock in the night when they were working. It's like, where is Swami and where is Swami not? And the moment the student conveyed that instruction, Dr. Prasad started raising the festoons high. And Dr. Prasad says, just as he did that, in a few moments, a highly loaded truck came on the road and he stopped just near the festoon. If they had not raised the height, the truck would not have been able to cross the road. And the instruction from Swami comes right at that moment. So he says, you know, how many such instances shall I narrate to you? How many such tales shall I tell you of the amazing Lord we have, the amazing care that He has towards us, and how when you are working for Him, His eyes are always on you. When you are doing with love things for Him, His love is pouring so that you don't make any mistakes. How He wants to let you know that if your mind is on Me, I am all the time thinking only of you. For Dr. Prasad, nothing else matters than Swami's word, Swami's work, and Swami's mission. One day, he received invitation for some family function. And Dr. Prasad told his wife that, you know, there is no way I am going to go for this function. I have a lot of work here. But his wife said, okay, you don't go, but I will go. I have to go for this occasion in the family. You go and ask Swami for permission. So Dr. Prasad said, you know, I don't want to do that, because he never asked Swami anything. Dr. Prasad would never go to Swami and request anything, because he had that conviction that Swami will look after, and Swami has done it also. But his wife persisted, you go and ask. Ask so that I can go at least. So, unable to contain the pleas of his wife, he went to Bhagwan and he said, Swami, my wife wants to go to her place for a function tomorrow, Swami. And Swami said, she wants to go. Let her go after a couple of days. But how will she go? She will go only if the bus goes. Swami said, now Dr. Prasad came and told his wife, this is what Swami said. Only if the bus goes, she will go. Swami said, how will she go? And now Dr. Prasad's wife said, why won't buses go? There is no bun, there is no problem. Swami is saying only the bus goes. But why will not the bus go? So the next day she went to the bus stand. And she saw the bus which was standing there. And somehow she couldn't pick up that courage to climb onto the bus and leave, because this is what Swami had said. So she came back a little disappointed and told Dr. Prasad, see, you told me that Swami said only if the bus goes, but the bus is there in the bus stand, why will the bus not go? But I don't know, I came back. And Dr. Prasad said, why did you go to the bus stand in the first place? Why do you even have doubt? Why do you doubt Swami's words? Why should you even doubt Swami's words? As Bhagwan used to say, Sanchay Atma Vinashyati. If you have doubt, you will be destroyed. So Dr. Prasad said, why did you even doubt? And so she didn't go, and the bus went. And that night, that bus which was supposed to leave, left Puttaparthi as per schedule. But what they came to know the next day is, even though the bus left Puttaparthi as per schedule, the bus did not reach their destination as per its schedule. On the way, it was attacked by miscreants, by dacoits, near Nandyal. Some passengers were hit, and all the passengers were robbed of their jewelry, their purses, and so on. The next day, newspaper was all about this unfortunate incident that had happened with all the passengers of this bus from Puttaparthi. And only then, Dr. Prasad's wife realized, why did Swami say, only if the bus goes? The bus did not go to the destination. It started, but it could not go. And for Dr. Prasad, yet another occasion to be confirmed in Bhagwan's words, in Bhagwan's message, in Bhagwan's power. In fact, one day when late Kutumb Rao went to Bhagwan, on seeing him, Swami materialized a parrot and kept it on his hand. And Swami showed it to Kutumb Rao, and Swami said, "Kutumb Rao, you want to take it?" And Kutumb Rao said, "No, Swami, I don't want this." Swami said, "Okay, just touch it." So when Swami asked Kutumb Rao to touch it, so he did that, and Swami told, "Okay, you hold it." So Kutumb Rao now was holding this solid toy parrot. It was hard as a rock to touch. And so he had that toy parrot in his hand. Swami asked, "How is it?" And he said, "Swami, it is very solid, Swami. It's a nice toy parrot. It's hard." Swami said, "Are you sure it's hard?" Swami just now smiled and touched that toy parrot. And at once, that toy parrot began to move a little. And slowly, it started to flutter its wings. The toy parrot had become alive. And look at the joy of Kondal Rao. Kondal Rao said, "It is hard." Swami said, "Is it hard? No. Is it a toy? No. It reminds of one of the conversation between Arjuna and Krishna, where Krishna asks Arjuna, what is the bird on the tree? And he says, it is a pigeon. And Krishna says, no, it's not a pigeon. It is a dove. And Arjuna says, yes, yes, it is a dove. And after some time, and Krishna says, no, it is not a dove. I think it is a little home bird. And now Arjuna says, yes, yes, it is not a bird. It is that sparrow. Krishna says, what is this? Whatever I say, you say yes. Don't you have any common sense? That is when Arjuna says, what I see does not matter. What I see is immaterial. What you say is what is. What matters. Because whatever you say becomes. And this is what happened. And Mr. Kutumb Rao was a witness to this, and Dr. Prasad, who worked with Kutumb Rao for so many years, heard this from Mr. Kutumb Rao, and how after a few minutes Swami made that parrot disappear, the toy parrot which became alive, soon melted into nothingness. So for Dr. Prasad, who has seen so many instances of such wisdom, power, glory, grace, for him nothing was important other than just dedicating his life to Bhagwan, and that he did it gloriously, and he continues to serve in Bhagwan's mission. And as I told you, it became so confirmed in his heart that if I am doing Bhagwan's work, Swami will look after. I don't have to even tell him anything. I will tell you some really life-altering moments, life-giving experiences that his family was blessed with thanks to the dedication, the devotion of Dr. Prasad. That's coming up. Very powerful anecdotes from the members of his family. We'll continue this in the coming episodes of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside in this series, Beacons of Prashanthi Nilayam. Really grateful to Swami for giving us this opportunity to bask in the story of such devotees, because this is Sai Bhagavatam. What is the Lord without its devotees, and what are the devotees without the Lord? It is this indelible connection which is the most powerful bond of the world, and which truly is man's greatest adventure, greatest romance, and greatest blessing. So we'll come back to this in the coming episodes of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. If you have any queries, as always, you can write to listener@readyside.org. You can also send us your comments on our WhatsApp number, 9393-258-258. Thank you so much for being with us. With humility and love, I offer this little endeavor at His lotus feet. Thank you so much, Sairam.